Hello and welcome to another episode on Yinka's Muse. Yay! Okay, I'm Yinka, I'm your host, and today my friend, my sister is joining me on today's episode on the podcast. Bisola is no stranger. I keep saying it every time.
Right.
She's no stranger to the podcast. So today...
But I will be your assistant. Though, your co-host.
Exactly, my co-host. Today we're going to be talking about getting jobs in Sweden.
No.
We're
not talking about that shit right now. So today,
okay,
your birthday is coming up soon in 2 days, isn't it?
Yes.
And what we're gonna be talking about is your birthday.
Okay, so should I say we're having like a birthday special?
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop,
birthday
whoop.
Special. So I reached out to a couple of your friends and family.
Ah,
I asked them to send in questions that they would like to ask you, or that they'd be meant to ask you.
Okay.
So let's get into that instead of talking about jobs in Sweden or whatever.
In Sweden?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever bullshit.
I'm just going to let this slide because my birthday is in 2 days and I get so giddy.
My birthday tomorrow.
And I get so giddy whenever my birthday is coming. You can ask her, like, from March 1st, like this, like, it's my birthday month.
Yeah.
It's my birthday month.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So, shall we begin?
Yes, for sure.
All right. Let's get into the question.
Drums roll.
Okay. So, this is where it gets really interesting. I'm going to be asking the first question.
Are you going to be telling me the names of people who ask?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, this question is from Olumide, your brother. Your one and only brother. And Olumide's question
is
kind of really interesting, but
okay.
I'll ask it anyway.
Mm.
When will you get married? Actually, the way he put it is, ask when she would marry this year, next year, we are wedding. We dey wait though.
Okay, I think that's $1 million question. And you didn't even like take it from the easy. You just went right into it.
Well, okay. It is what it is.
I really don't know when I'll get married. Along with more culture, no. I don't know if my parents are ever going to see this video, but if they see it, like, maybe, like, when I do my birthday, they'll be like, they'll just be like, check where your co sock to my marriage. I really don't know when I'll get married. I'm single, and I'm not dating anyone.
Are you ready to mingle? That's the question.
Yeah, I'm ready to mingle.
Okay, so if you have boyfriend, if you have boys that can be Inka's boyfriend.
The Shihala.
Yep, reach out to me. You can reach out to me, actually, so I'll do the
She'll screen
whole screening and all of that. So,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. I think it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. So, moving on to the next question, I am going to be moving to Wura's questions.
Wura.
So, I'm putting an S because she asked a couple of questions. So,
okay.
Right. So, the first question is, what are the common misconceptions of people about you?
Oh, my God.
Getting interesting.
Yeah. Okay, the common misconceptions about me is that I am unfriendly.
Yeah, I kind of like thought about that too. That, people be like, I don't really like your roommate. She doesn't really talk. And I'm like, I don't know. You kind of don't know you. That's why. Or maybe you kind of doesn't like people. So
like, how many should I answer? How many should I say? I think people say maybe I'm unfriendly. And that's because when you meet me, I'm always quiet. I keep to myself. I'm only a chatterbox when I know you, like know you. And then I can't disturb your life with questions.
Yeah.
But on a normal, I think the
question, yeah,
the misconception would be that I'm unfriendly. I actually got that a lot in uni. You know, when people eventually become my friend, I've had a couple of people tell me that, oh, I wish we had been friends sooner. I wish we had been friends sooner. How come we have not been friends? You know, and I'm like, you know, we're just getting to know each other.
Okay, moving on to the next question. Because we have quite a lot of questions here.
Okay. Still, we'll ask questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your greatest fear?
I don't know.
Fear of the unknown.
I will say fear of the unknown. You know, but I don't know. I don't think I have like a very, very big fear, because I think that I've just gotten to the state where, not like I'm not afraid of different areas of my, but I don't have like a big fear. Like, no.
Right. Okay, so dark or light skinned men?
Dark.
Okay.
Dark. Dark.
What new features? So what new features should we look out for on Yinka's Muse?
Okay. I'm thinking about, I started doing it last year, but I haven't like really gone fully into it. I want to like bring out like a set of merchandise for Yinka's Muse. Some of the like most popular things I talk about on the podcast. I want to like just do that. And it's not something I've fully developed, but I'm still working on it.
Okay. So it's in the pipeline.
Yeah, it is.
Right. We are waiting for it. All right. So the next question, or the last question from Wura, is how would you describe your ideal man?
Number one, Wura, what's wrong with you?
Make a game on you for this place.
Okay, but really, of course, the money part. But before the money part, like God, like you have to be like a born again Christian, a child of God. Very, very important. You have to be. So after that, you have to be what? Bisola. What's the word? Starts with a K.
K.
It starts with a K. You have to be kind.
Oh. Right.
If it's not kind, I don't want. He has to be kind, financially stable, has a very good sense of humor, you know, accommodating, loving, caring, you know, all the shebang.
All right. All right, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. So if you are kind, you're dark-skinned, you're God-fearing. What are you waiting for? Slide into a freaking DM, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so moving on to the next question. So this is Deomi's question.
Ah.
Oh, it isn't a question, really. It's just, I don't know what this is, but it's not a question. Oh, maybe it's a question, but I'll ask anyway. So she says, I just want to know if she's truly okay because she pretends like everything is fine sometimes. Is she fine? How is cool? How is Sweden? And how is life treating her?
This sounds like a question for me. This sounds like a question for Bisola to answer about me, you know. But Sweden has been okay, but it has been tough.
Mm-hmm.
I have spoken to Deomi, I think last week, and we talked about some things, so she's aware.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the second year of my program has been quite tough, but.
Of course, I mean, it's kind of like tough.
Yeah, but it's been okay. Life is good. It's not bad. You know, it's...
Look at her now. She's fresh. She's big.
He's not about that, though.
All right, so moving on to Funsho's questions.
Okay, questions.
Okay. Yeah, two questions.
Okay.
But the questions are... For sure. All right. So the first question says, who the smasher? So like, who is smashing you?
Really? What kind of ridiculous? Nobody is smashing me.
Okay, like I said before, she's single. So, and another question is, what is the best gift that you want for your birthday?
Oh.
I think I can answer that for you.
What's that?
AirPod. That's your wish list.
And money.
And cash gift.
Cash. Okay. Lots of cash.
Right. So, Funsho, can you hear that? You know what to do. So, now moving on to the next question. Winifred's question.
My Winnie.
So, Winnie has like 10, 15 questions.
Oh, my God. Like a lot, okay, we're just going to rush through it.
So, maybe we'll just give like one answer or something. But
what about your own question?
Yeah, we'll get to me.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just putting the questions according to how they came in.
Okay.
So my question came in.
Question came in first.
Yeah. Okay. It was like right immediately. First thing.
Okay.
All right. So, Winifred questions. What are your travel plans for 2023?
I want to travel to some parts of Europe. We actually had plans to travel for my birthday, but that didn't work out. Yeah. So I'd like to go to Italy, Europe. Let's just say Europe, right? All right,
beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. So the next question is, what do you wish you could do this birthday? Oh. Travel to Italy.
No, no. I remember I had a conversation with Dilma when I spoke to her. All
right.
And I remember saying that she told me something that she did for her birthday, which was quite huge. And I was saying that I wish I could do that for myself too. So something I wish I could do for my birthday this year is have a lot of money to just do something big for myself. Mm. I've never really done anything big before for my birthday. Like maybe invite friends, go out for drinks or travel or celebrate. Do something very big and significant. Massive. I keep thinking, okay, maybe this year would happen. Maybe this year would happen. Mm. And so I think that was something I would have wanted to do for my birthday.
Right. And considering that you're going to be 35, that's a milestone.
Mm. Yeah,
we're supposed to lavish this baby. Whoopies, let's do something. Which one is it? I don't take any cooking.
Let's keep the questions going.
All right, okay. Moving on to the next question. A movie you wish you could watch for the first time again.
A movie I wish I could watch for the first time again. I really don't like watching movies. Once I've seen them already, I don't, because I'm like, I really don't know what's going to happen. But if I'm to choose, exactly, if I'm to choose, maybe Bob Atavishola. That series has my heart. It makes me happy.
Okay, yeah, whatever. Just kidding.
Yeah.
All right, so the next question is, what's one question you wish I'd ask you and how would you have answered?
That she wish that I wish she had asked me. What can I do? How can I show you that that I'm there for you?
Okay. All right. Moving on to the next question. What's your favorite university memory?
Oh, with Winnie a lot. Okay. Favorite. That would be when Winnie moved to a second house. That house is very far like this in the bush in Adenike area. Mm-hmm. I would go there from school, like after school, before I go down to, because our hostels were like far apart. I would just go there, we'd just cook, we'd just eat everything. As I have learned.
Okay, so food is your favorite
memory? Yeah, because we just go there, we just talk, and there's always gist with Winnie every
time. Okay, let's just say you like food. Okay, moving on.
No, I don't like food though.
Just kidding.
But of course.
Who doesn't like food?
Exactly, that's what I was about to say. Food. Like, food is for survival.
Food is life. What is the best compliment you've ever gotten?
My body. I get complimented about my body. Like, your skin is so soft. I don't think it's the best, but you get it a lot. Skin, you have like, big eyes.
Skin like milk. All right, so the other question that she's asking is, what's an insult you've received that you're proud of?
Right now, I feel, because I've grown, I'm more matured. When I was in uni, I got out a lot. And also growing up, people tell me that, Yinka, you know too much. You know, and they say it in a way like they're trying to put me down. Or like, even if you have an idea about something, you don't need to say it, just keep it to yourself. So like, Yinka, you know too much. You have an opinion about everything.
That's true.
But right now,
that's strange. Like, why would people say that?
Yeah, and they said it in an insulting way. Mm. Particularly guys, not girls.
Okay.
You know, like,
from a place of jealousy, like, because they don't know.
And not just from a place of jealousy, like a guy is tracking you, he wants to, you know, and all of that, like, you know, too much. So, like, they're trying to say, I don't wear, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Am I allowed to say for them? Yeah. I said it anyway. All right. So, the next question
this is a call.
Mm-hmm. The next question is, tell me about the three most influential people in your life and how they impacted you.
Okay, the three, like, right now. Okay, number one is gonna be my pastor, Pastor Balaji Idowu. He has impacted,
shout out to you, Pastor B.
He has impacted me so much. He has changed my thinking, my thought process. There are a lot of things that, you know, that's really influenced me. Another, the second person is my younger brother and my elder sister, but particularly my younger brother, because in my Christian walk with God, when I just started taking God seriously, I had a lot of wrong misconceptions. And my younger brother and my elder sister would tell me that, that's not how God is. This is how it is. This is how it is. This is how it is. Right. And so they've actually influenced that about me.
That's great.
And
my three. You mentioned three already.
I put the two of them, my sister and my brother.
As one. Okay. Both of them are one.
I put that together.
Okay.
And the third one. No, I just keep moving.
Mention the third one. You're free.
Okay. I can't think of anyone right now.
Okay. Well, let me think for you. Your dad and your mom. All right. So what are three movies you'd recommend to your audience and why?
Oh, I have a lot. You guys need to see Glory. It's a Korean drama. Like,
oh, Lord.
I'm actually going to recommend Korean dramas. Glory, because it's revenge, it's everything that I like. Bad people getting what is due to them. And crash landing on you because it's love and romance and it's everything sweet. And what is this movie that came out last year on Netflix? That people were crying. I cried too. I had a headache from crying.
From scratch or something?
Yeah, from scratch. Watch it.
Okay, I haven't seen it because I don't want to cry.
Okay.
All right. So, our next question is, what would be the title of the book about you if your worst enemy wrote it?
The girl who taught you knew too much.
Okay. All right. So, what's your favorite color, and what does that say about you?
I like cool colors. Yeah, so I like lilac. I like it a lot. I just like that it is soothing, it is soft, like it is comforting. Yeah.
All right. So the next question is, what's your biggest peeve? Your biggest pet peeve, rather.
Ugh. We talk about this pet peeve thing a lot, me and you.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, things that make me so, that makes me cringe. Ugh. I hate this. I mean,
I don't like people who are not consistent. They are not reliable. I like that when you say you do something, you do it. And if for some reasons you cannot do, you let the person know that I cannot
do it. Because I'm one of those.
You let them know that I cannot do this thing, so that they know, they are aware. They don't keep waiting for you. They don't get to the place of being disappointed.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the last question from Winifred. I think we moved through them quickly. So that's cool. What is it that people misunderstand about you the most? I think it's kind of similar to the previous question that she asked about what's like the biggest misconception about you.
Yeah, so let's just keep it moving.
Yeah, just keep that. Right. All right, Winifred, thank you so much for your question.
Thank you.
And then moving on to Yummy. Yummy's
okay, question. Yummy.
All right, so yum. our question is, our first question is, what prompts or motivates you to start Yinka's Muse?
Okay, I've been writing since then. That's a very interesting question, by the way. I've been writing since I was in secondary school. Mm-hmm. I have a journal. I couldn't bring it to Sweden because my luggage was a lot. I have like two big journals and I write. I just write. And then I met somebody one time who introduced me to somebody. I've been writing secondary school. I never had a blog. I was just writing in my journal, anything. Stories, fiction, poems, articles, whatever. So I met somebody and the person said, why don't you have a blog? So I opened a blog on Blogger and I started growing it from there. And then I moved from Blogger to WordPress. And then from WordPress, I just moved to like having my own hosting and domain. And then when I wanted to do that, I reached out to somebody who was already blogging, and then she did everything for me, and that's how Yinka's Muse came up. I'm actually watching through it, but that's it.
All right, that's amazing. And that's good to know.
Okay.
And then the other question that she asked is, what are the nice places you'd like to visit for your next birthday? So since it literally got cancelled in between,
I would like to go to Bali. Yeah, all of those fancy, beautiful, sexy, romantic places.
The Maldives.
Maldives. Run around naked on the beach.
Okay. Alright, so the other question is, what's your favorite movie of all time?
Crash Landing on You.
Okay.
Just because I can't think of anyone right now.
Alright, describe how you'd love to spend your ideal weekend.
Who is asking this?
That's Yumi. That's Yumi's last question, actually.
Okay, she asked four questions. Mm. Okay. My other weekend, just sleep and watch movies.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. So moving on to Bisola's question.
Let's give it a dance. Okay.
So this question is kind of like 2-in-1. So, what is your biggest mistake and what did you regret not doing? Something you regret doing and something you did not like, or something you no, and something you did you regret not doing.
My biggest mistake. I don't know if I can think I have a biggest mistake. I am a very careful person in life. I overthink everything. So I don't think I've really done something that I would sit down and think that, oh, I regret this.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And then what did you regret not doing? Like, oh, I wish I'd done this.
Sometimes I wish I've spoken up.
Huh.
You know, there are times I want to say something, and because of the kind of person I am,
you don't want to get shunned, or
I just
the fear of you're doing too much.
And yeah, maybe not just the fear of doing too much. I'm just like, I just tell myself, I'm struggling within myself, and there are instances where when I speak up, I even rush my words because I'm like, I just want to see what I'm saying and keep quiet. So sometimes I wish I've spoken up.
All right, yeah, that's great. So Bisola's next question is, what advice do you have for those in their 20s? For those in their 20s,
live life. And in my 20s, I was very worried. I was going through a lot in my 20s, and an advice I would say is breathe. It gets easy. There are challenges for each stages. Enjoy the process. For me, it took me a while before I started enjoying a lot of things as I grew older, because I focused on the things I was dealing with at that time, and I did not give myself permission to be happy. So you deserve to be happy. Give yourself permission to enjoy each stages of life.
All right. So I think you already answered the other question, but I would still ask it anyway. So if you could go back to your 20s, what would you have done better? So I think you sort of touched on that.
I'll remember to breathe. I remind myself that it gets easy.
All right, that's great to know.
That's quite touching.
So let's keep breathing. All right, so now Auntie Moyin's question.
Okay, isn't that
Moyin Ezekiel? Yeah.
Yeah.
So our question is, what age would you like to travel back to if you could, and what would you change?
What age? I would like to travel back to maybe when I wrote my first YEC. I'd have loved to have written it and gotten it at once. I would have loved to have...
I don't think that would change anything, really. If you get it at once, then what?
I want to like do like a timeline. I want to draw a timeline of issues, like done my YEC, gotten it at once, gotten into Bowen and stayed at Bowen and finished at Bowen. And then maybe some other areas of my life would have been easy.
Right.
You know, but
it is what it is.
Yeah, it is as it is.
It is as it is.
Inside joke.
Right. Antimony's next question is, what do you use to think you missed out on, but you later know that you didn't miss a thing? I think I kind of like know the answer in my mind, but let's keep it moving.
I shouldn't answer it.
No.
Okay. I don't know. I used to think that, like I said, I'm very, you know, so there are times I used to think that maybe if I've lived this type of life, if I've done this, you know, or had some things, but
smoke some weed.
Or had some sex. But at the end of the day, I don't even have strength for most of all these wahala. So right. I'm like, you know, I don't think I miss out on this stuff.
All right. So it's kind of like similar. So what do you miss most about being in your teens, like when you were still a teenager?
I don't think I missed anything.
It gets better as you grow older.
Yeah, so. It does. It's like fine. It's like wine.
Yeah.
You know, the more it ages,
fine wine.
You know, it tastes better.
Yeah. Good to know. So the other question that Antimony is asking is, what is it that
she's the last person?
No.
Okay.
We have Anu as the last person.
Okay.
So what is that thing you had always thought was a no-no, but now you feel it can pass and the world will survive?
all of this gorgeousness.
I mean, like, you've always thought that was a no-no.
No, because of my upbringing, mm-hmm. you know, like, you have to do some things. Like, just do you. The world mm-hmm. would make just... room. If they don't make room, they would create new space for you to exist.
That would be fine. Right. So, Auntie Moni's last question is, what is that thing you want now if God is listening or ready to grant your requests?
I want money and love.
Oh, okay, it's good to know. All right, so Antimony, thank you for the questions.
Thank you.
We are moving to the last and final
question.
Yeah. Okay. Just kidding.
Yeah.
So Anu's questions are the last questions, and she's asking that, what is the most hilarious thing you've done on your birthday?
Like I said, I'm a very careful person, so I'm learning to step out of the box, but most times I do not.
Overthinking, don't fix no problem. Just kidding.
So the most hilarious thing I've ever done on my birthday, nothing actually.
It's kind of like giving me boring girl vibes. What's that?
Of course, don't you know that already? I live with you. You know that already.
All right. Mention three lessons learnt in the last 1 year.
God will take care of you. I say that a lot, and
that's one.
Yeah, I feel like I should elaborate, but there's no time.
Yeah, kind of like almost running to get
in. Yeah, the second one would be God will take care of you.
Okay,
the third one is God will take care of
you. Okay.
Is that all?
No, that's not all.
Okay.
To someone you've never met, describe yourself in three words.
I'm kind. I like to treat people the way I would like to be treated.
I don't want to say this thing that is in my mind, but keep it moving.
Say it, I want to hear it.
You say you're kind, but look at what you did to my hair. Is this kindness?
What's wrong with you?
Just kidding.
I like to treat people the way I would like to be treated. Mm. And I'm a chatterbox. I know a lot of people think that I don't talk. I just like to be in my space. But I'm a chatterbox when you get to know me.
Alright.
I'm sweet. I'm friendly. You can ask all my friends. I don't joke with them.
Are you friendly?
Yes, I am. Am I not friendly?
People are always scared when it comes to this. And they'll be like, oh, that your roommate. That she's gonna beat me,
but I don't talk to them. Okay. Because when they come, they are not coming. To... Yeah, 15 minutes.
Okay, bad so night. Whatever. Anu's fourth question is: if you had to make a bucket list of things you'd like to do for the next 1 year, in no particular order, mention four things that you would include on your list or on that list.
I want to travel. I want to make my first million. I want to fall in love.
First million in, be specific, please. In dollars. Naira or in dollars or in SEK.
In all the currencies. I will just mention right now.
Okay.
In dollars, in Naira, in
because,
SEK.
Because like, yes. Naira is...
Everything together, don't worry. And yes, I want to fall in love. I want to be in love with the most amazing man. Aww. I have. Yeah.
Oh, that's three.
I've already said four.
You said you want to travel.
I want to travel.
Mm-hmm. You want to make your first million.
I
want to
make my first million in dollars. Mm. I want to be in love mm-hmm. with the most amazing man on earth.
Perfect.
And I want to get married to him.
Aww. Aww. I'm going to cry. All right. So this is the final question.
Okay. I'm very sorry if you're watching this episode. You're like, your friend did not reach out to me. I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. That must have been my fault. Or maybe not. Okay.
Why take the blame?
What's
the last question?
So, the last question is two advice that you give your 35-year-old self for the next phase of your life. For the next 35 years of your life.
Okay.
So, what advice would you...
Step out. Step out. You know, I said I'm always very careful.
Mm.
So step out of the line.
Be more carefree. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Live life a little.
Like, let down your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then
God will take care of you. I think that's very, very important.
Of course it is important. You know?
Yeah.
Don't worry too much. God is always there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it would never forsake you, right? All right. So this comes to an end. Why am I talking like this?
I have no idea.
All right. Thank you very much for sending in the questions. I really appreciate them. And yeah,
thank you so much for everyone who sent their questions. Like, some questions were quite deep, and
we couldn't go too deep.
Yeah,
take our time,
because I would have even loved to like flesh them out to talk about everything.
Right. I might see some, you know, some tears and all of that.
Yeah, but it was really good. I'm very grateful to you guys. My birthday is in like the next 48 hours, and I'm so grateful. I'm entering my 35th year. Who would have thought?
That's a great milestone. Like,
fucking absolutely.
Is so fucking huge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's like,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
That's huge, like.
So I'm grateful to everyone, my friends that I've known for a very long time, new friends.
Oh, am I new?
Yeah. You're my newest friend.
Oh, like 2021, is that new?
Yeah, but I've not made any friends since that time.
Okay, but make more friends. Go out there and make more friends.
But, you know, my inner circle. I'm grateful for everyone. My family. Aww. Thank you. Anyway, we've come to the end of this podcast.
Yes.
Thank you for watching it or listening, whichever word.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yes. And you can check out previous episodes on the podcast. And next time again. Bye. From us. See you.